Savatri, Book 10, Canto 2, page 613 through 614. There is a hope in its wild infinite cry. It rings with callings from forgotten heights, and when its strains are hushed to high-winged souls in their empyrean, its burning breath survives beyond the rapturous core of suns. That flame, forever pure in skies unseen, a voice of the eternal ecstasy. One day I shall behold my great sweet world. Put off the dire disguises of the gods. Unveil from terror and disrobe from sin. Appeased, we shall draw near our mother's face. We shall cast our candid souls upon her lap. Then shall we clasp the ecstasy we chase. Then shall we shudder with the long-sought God. Then shall we find heaven's unexpected strain. Not only is there hope for Godhead's pure, the violent and darkened deities leaped down from the one breast in rage to find what the white gods had missed. They too are safe. A mother's eyes are on them and her arms, stretched out in love desire, her rebel sons. One who came, love and lover and beloved, eternal, built himself a wondrous field and wove the measures of a marvelous dance. There, in circles and its magic turns, attracted he arrives, repelled he flees. In the wild, devious promptings of his mind, he tastes the honey of tears and puts off joy, repenting, and has laughter and has wrath, and both are a broken music of the soul, which seeks out, reconciled, its heavenly rhyme. Ever he comes to us across the years, bearing a sweet new face that is the old. His bliss laughs to us, or it calls concealed, like a far-heard, unseen, entrancing flute, from moonlit branches in the throbbing woods, tempting our angry search and passionate pain. Disguised, the lover seeks and draws our souls. He named himself for me, Guru Sachivan, for we are man and woman from the first, the twin souls born from one undying fire. Did he not dawn on me in other stars? How has he through the thickets of the world pursued me like a lion in the night and come upon me suddenly in the waves, and seized me with his glorious golden leap. Unsatisfied, he yearned for me through time, sometimes with wrath and sometimes with sweet peace, desiring me since first the world began. He rose like a wild wave out of the floods, and dragged me helpless into seas of bliss. Out of my curtained past, his arms arrived. They have touched me like the soft, persuading wind. They have plucked me like a glad and trembling flower, and clasped me happily, burned in ruthless flame. I too have found him charmed in lovely forms, and run delighted to his distant voice, and pressed to him past many dreadful bars. If there is a yet happier, greater God, let him first wear the face of such a one, and let his soul be one with him I love. So let him seek me that I may desire, for only one heart beats within my breast, and one God sits there throned. Advance, O death, beyond the phantom beauty of this world, for of its citizens I am not one. I cherish God the fire, not God the dream.